Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show with your hosts, Ken Tizard and Music for Goats. Brought to you in full color and stereo sound with amplification provided by Trainer. Broadcasting into the world from Storyhouse Studios in Camford, Ontario, you'll hear the best in old country, folk, Americana, punk rock, and 80s music delivered into your homes every week for free. And don't forget your regular dose of new and original songs from Music for Goats. Never be alone on a Wednesday night again, 8 p.m. Eastern and 9:30 for those of you in Newfoundland. Join the Whiskey Wednesday regulars on Facebook to be a part of the conversation, or watch on YouTube as well. Pour a drink, a cup of tea, or a nice cold long tooth. Roll up your best smoke and sit back and relax. Don't forget to hit the share button to help spread the word. The Whiskey Wednesday Show, every week. Cheers.
Somebody sampled that.
I'm going to fiddle around with pickup selection a little bit tonight. So if you hear something you don't like,
Excellent. Neil's going to be fiddling around with his pickups tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
So if the guitar at some point sounds particularly
Not my pickup lines. I've perfected those decades ago.
Yes. How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show. We are here once again. It is Wednesday, January 30th, 2024. Isn't that wild?
31st, yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I know.
Is it the 31st? That's what it says right there, too. It even says 31. I just saw the 3 and I didn't. Yeah. I was never very good at arithmetic, as it would be. But it is 2024.
Reading, apparently.
Exactly. How's the game? How's everybody doing? Richard, Tony, Joe, MLM. MLM is Justin, who's on the show tonight. Justin, who runs the Freestyle Skateboard Company here in Canada. One of the only ones in Canada. And trying to keep the skateboarding dream alive for those who want it kept alive. So we're going to get into an interview with Justin in just a little while. We're going to play some tunes for you first. And I don't know, anybody got anything to say?
Nope.
Top of the night, okay. A dream lord of Finty while listening to King of Broken Heart. Oh, there you go. Well, you're here now, Tony. Excellent. Good for you. Started a few minutes early. We started a little bit early, too. We're still on Eric's bottle of Lagavulin that he sent us over, Eric, from Spirit Leaf. Thank you very much. And, yeah, tonight's show is brought to you by, who was that again tonight? It's not Broken Coast, it's, can't remember. Yeah.
It was good.
It's good, though, yeah. So, brought to thanks to whoever that was. Hey, Ron, hey, Joe.
You're all here. Spirit Leaf regardless.
Right? Spirit Leaf regardless. We got a good night ahead of us. We had a great time on Monday. Hey, Karen, how you doing? Nice to see you. I hope you're doing well. It's been a while since I've seen your name. We've been having a great time over at Capers on the Monday nights. That's been fun, and thanks for the folks for coming out there. Next week, Retro Haze. Eric from Spirit Leaf says Retro Haze. That's what it was. Retro Haze. Very nice stuff.
Actually, no. It was one of those lemon haze.
Oh, it was the lemon haze.
But it wasn't the retro.
It wasn't.
Haze.
It wasn't the
that's
retro haze. He kept
Sorry.
That for later for himself. Hello, Jeannie. We got a great young crowd here starting off tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We're going to open up this set with a song called "Drunk, Stoned, and Broke," which. Is kind of the story of my life and many musicians I know. I hope you enjoy it. And like I said, tonight's guest on the show is Justin from MLM Skates. We're going to put together a skateboard and talk about his experience with all of it. It's a pretty cool story. So, hey, Amanda Brown, how you doing? Nice to see you. It's Drunk, Stoned, and Broke. It goes just like this. 1, 2, 3. Drunk, stoned, and broke, and I don't know if I'll see the sun tomorrow. And if I come down from this place, I hope that I might never see your face again. Push back another round to drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. But good God, I need it tonight. Have another toke and slip quietly to understand nothing. the smoke, and I'd rather see you floating in the air. Push back another round and drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. If I come down from this place, I hope that I might never see your face again. Push back another round and drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. Good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it tonight. Drunk, stoned, and broke to start the show off there for you, ladies and gentlemen. We picked out some interesting songs for tonight, and by me, I meant my half-caffeinated, by us, I mean me half-caffeinated this morning, thinking, oh, this would be a cool set. Now I'm looking at it and going, wow, what have I chosen? What an interesting set of music. So it is C-sharp, right?
I think so.
Yes.
That's great. I'm just going to keep tuning here, ladies and gentlemen, because I put new strings on today. And as some of you know, I'm not a fan of new strings. I mean, on bass, it's different, of course. I love new strings on a bass. But on the electric, I much prefer old strings. But every now and again, it gets to a point where they need to be changed. And these ones were at that point. So I'm just... that means that the day of the change, they get to be finicky. So I'm just keeping an eye on them here. There we go. This is a Motorhead tune, strangely enough. For all you heavy metal fans out there, George Thorne, if you're watching tonight back home from the Ghouls. George Thorne, you tuned in from the Ghouls or what? Somebody message George Tunes. George Thorne, tell him we're doing a song for him. How you doing there, Neil?
I'm just absolutely grand, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. God, it's a busy week. I had a Watchmen rehearsal on Monday night from 5 till 8. We always do two rehearsals before a show, and we try to anyways. I usually tune into one of them via Zoom and then go down to Toronto for the other one, which is always a pain in the ass, but, you know, whatever, you got to do it sometimes. So we did Monday night. I left from there and I went to the Monday night show, and then Tuesday rehearsed. Wednesday's tonight. I'm in Toronto tomorrow for the actual Watchmen rehearsal. Pick up Auntie Claire, bring her home to take care of Allison over the weekend. Thank you so much, Auntie Claire. Auntie Claire's got a real good handle on helping us out, which is fantastic. And then at the Cameron House in Toronto on Friday. The Cameron House is a little front room. It's a free show to go to, and they have guest musicians in, all kinds of crazy people play there. And this week, the Ireland Brothers are playing on a Friday night, and I'm playing bass with them, so we'll be there. So that'll be a madhouse if you're in Toronto, if you're coming out to the Watchmen show on Friday. Well, that's Richmond Hill anyway, so the Watchmen are in Richmond Hill on Saturday. So it's a busy week. I haven't had a busy week like this in a long time, so I'm just holding on and getting through. Gamble, I tell you I'm your man.
You win some, you lose some, it's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play, makes no difference what you say. I don't share your greed, the only card I need is the ace of spades, the ace of spades. Dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all a game to me. Seven or 11, snake eyes watching you. Double up or quit, double stakes or split, the ace of spades, the ace of spades. I'm born to lose, and gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. But don't forget the joker. Pushing up the ante, you know you wanna see me. Read up and weep the dead man's hands again. I see it in your eyes, take one look and die. The only thing you see, you know it's gonna be the ace of spades, the ace of spades.
Spades for you from Motorhead. Coming up soon, we've got Justin from MLM Skates. Really cool interview. I happened to be down his way in Napanee, and I stopped into his shop that he runs, and we had a great chat. We're going to get that in a moment. I did see, by the way, Justin has his new board design out, which came out. He just got the graphic and the ordered the molds for them today, so... it's all going ahead with this new graphic of the deck, which is cool. And I think I posted it on my Facebook feed earlier today, so you can check it out there. I didn't have time to put it in the video because the video had been edited previously. I have got some amazing interviews coming up. I've been booking into I'm booking into April, May now. We've got weird stuff coming up. Strong men, we've got writers and journalists, we've got punk rockers, we've got folk music singers, we've got heavy metal guitar players turned folk singers. I'm not going to give any names, I'm just trying to think here. There's a bunch of stuff on the books, really cool stuff happening with the show. Thank you all for being part of it.
Welcome.
Oh, yes. And the new record is sounding great. What did I just do? That's not right. Nope. Stepped on something I shouldn't have stepped on. Feels like a slow night tonight. I'm not sure what it is. I'm feeling... Could be just tiredness. Could be tiredness. Ron Bizanet would like to see Ken interview Janet Jeffries. Well, you know something? That's a great idea. And I've been thinking, it's one of the shows that I started putting together. And I talked to Allison about it because we need to coordinate how we can have it. But I'm going to have a night of locals here where we get Janet Jeffries, for example, and maybe three or four others over for a night where we learn a set of their music, two songs for everybody. We know most of the songs anyways that everybody plays. And have a Campbellford music night here. I think it'd be really cool. And it might be nice to do sort of an entire, like 2 weeks of that or something so that we can get a nice interview with people. But that's something where it's in the works. But yeah, it is coming along. Joe Murray, can't wait for the new album. Oh my God, wait till you hear it. I think it sounds great. We'll talk about the record in a little bit when I prepare to beg for money again. But until then, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to get into a little MLM skates. I kept screwing that up in the interview, too. MLM. Well, MLM should be easy to say. For some reason, you end up saying lemon. MLM. Lemon. It's just weird words to put together, word letters to put together. I was never good at arithmetic, Neil. Stop looking at me like that. You know that.
Listening to the Pixies on the radio in my car. I'm missing you, I'm missing me, I'm missing them. Hard to believe it's been that way since 1984. I can't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Been listening to Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where have all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Super excited to see, although it's hard to find my way into believing. Idol's the band, I'm missing stereo, missing bass, missing two chords in my face. I'm missing something dangerous, something righteous. I won't hear you calling on the telephone. Listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where have all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. This is the last cool night of summer. Digging through ashtrays once again. What a time we've had. Good night and God bless. Most of my friends are so lonely. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already. Listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where have all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. I won't hear you calling, 'cause I'm already gone. I'm already gone.
Always fun to play. Thanks for the nice comments on that one. Yeah, you guys are feeling pretty good about that. Michael Monroe, lovely to see you. Looks like we got a couple of the Tom Presactor is on the show tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in, Thomas. Nice to see you. Sinful Saint also here. It's nice that we can collect like this on a Wednesday night and just hang out and play music and be friends. And you guys in the community out there all sort of chat with each other and have fun and have a drink. It's a great escape from the world. few years back, we added in the idea of guests, and that whole thing is morphing constantly. And a lot of times, it kind of morphs with what I'm or we're doing. And you know, last fall, I decided that after 30 years of not being on a skateboard, or 20 years, I would get back on the skateboard and start getting into things. Anyways, just as winter was closing in, that happened. But I ended up hooking up with Justin from MLM Skates. And he's helped me on the journey, and I got to sit down with him. So we're going to have a listen to me and Justin chatting right now about all kinds of things, life and building things. And just watch it. You'll see. Here it is. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Whiskey Wednesday Show. We're here with Justin from MLM Skates.
That's happened a few times.
It's a bit of a tongue twister, MLM. MLM Skates. I found Justin when I decided that I wanted to do some freestyle stuff over the winter. And I started looking, and there was no freestyle decks really in Canada. I mean, aside from the Powell decks that you can get at any skate store. But somebody that sort of specialized in freestyle, and even when I called like some of the big companies, like the Toronto, like Hammer and stuff, like Hammer said, you know, oh, we haven't had a freestyle deck in over a year. It's just like, oh, wow, what's happening? Yeah. And then I found MLM Skates, and I reached out to you, and you helped me set up my first freestyle deck, which was a Widder. Yeah, one something just like just that. You had sent me one of yours. Here's one here. This is your Lloyd in Space, it's called, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a riff off the Disney show from when I was a kid.
And these are the ones that you set in Canada, and these are the boards that you sponsor your skaters with as well. You have two skateboarders that you sponsor?
Yeah, one down in Brazil and one in Minneapolis. So.
One in Brazil and one in Minneapolis. And the Brazilian skater's name is?
That's Lucas. Lucas Mello.
Lucas.
He's the second M in MLM.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So the MLM stands for?
Mongo, Lloyd, and Mello.
Mongo, Lloyd, and Mello. Got it. And that's the... And you've got that skater down there, and then you have another one in America too, right?
Yeah, that's Billy.
Billy
Freestyle.
Billy Freestyle. And so what does it mean sort of when you have people skating for you? You provide them with sort of equipment and stuff support.
Sending gear down to Brazil is pretty challenging for me, just with shipping restrictions and whatnot and the taxes. So I send cash to Lucas.
Okay.
I just help make sure he's flush and can get the gear he needs.
Okay.
And,
so
and Billy, I send him gear direct because it's more feasible.
Very nice. And you have worked closely with Decomposed, with Widder down there as well, right?
Yeah.
So Widder sets you up with some gear, and he's also selling the Lloyd in Space
through
Decomposed
a handful,
as well, right?
Yeah.
How's it been working with Widder?
He's helped me out a lot, actually. I probably wouldn't be in business at this point if it weren't for him.
Really?
I got stonewalled everywhere I went in the beginning. No one wanted to sell anything to me. I was getting a lot of like false leads and just being kind of drug along.
Right.
And Widder was kind of my last-ditch effort, and I reached out to him, and he was more than happy to oblige and was more than fair. And surprisingly, when I was ready to get my own stuff out there, he agreed to throw a few on the website.
And he's a super cool guy from what I can tell, and he's a great skater too.
Oh, yeah, wicked skater.
Yeah, and he's super shy. There's not very little of his face in the videos and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just all sort of feet and hands.
Kind of with him on that. I didn't really ever want to get into the social media thing, and I started to realize that's kind of part of the job now.
It is part of the job, yeah. You just got to be careful that it doesn't take over your job.
Yeah, that's true.
It can very easily do that. But you're doing great stuff. You're putting lots of stuff. Your Instagram account seems to be your main one.
Yeah.
And there's lots of, I'll get some videos for you and put a little snippet together of some of your basement work as well, because I think it is pretty fascinating. So today, the reason I wanted to come out to your shop here and have a chat with you, as a way of introducing you to people and introducing the world to what you're doing, but B, I thought this would be an interesting time to kind of run through the setup of a deck.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of people who get into skateboarding, they'll walk into, wherever they go into, and they'll find something in the wall and say, I'll have that one, and they buy a pre-assembled or a pre-made or a complete, as they're called. And as with guitars, the analogy I'll use is, you can go in and buy yourself a cheaper guitar, but it's all the hardware and parts. That's where they kind of cheap out, and sometimes on the wood, too.
Yeah.
When you're getting a complete, it's like buying an entry-level guitar. If it's something that you want to get into, and if you actually love the guitar that you get and happen to get a nice piece of wood, you'll end off putting, new hardware on it, new tuners, maybe new pickups, maybe new pots.
Yeah.
And you'll continue to upgrade it. And you can do that with skateboarding. What I find appealing is somebody like you who can come and you can buy all the components separately. You can help to put them together in a way that fits
a skater's profile, so to speak.
Yeah.
Everything from the aesthetics, the color of the look, the type of the wheels, all that stuff, down to the technical stuff of size of trucks, because everything is different. And when you put these boards together, it's very important that you have matched parts so that the trucks and the wheels and the bearings and the board itself and even the bushings and all that are all kind of working together to get the result you want. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of different trick sets and styles within freestyle. So some people might want a wheel that's more stable in rail. Some people might want one that's better for coconuts, or they might not be considering rail tricks at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So today, let's talk about what we're going to put together here. You said you had a... we're going to put together a Witter.
Yeah, we're putting together a Cycle of the Plague. This is Witter's pro model. Actually, he's got a new deck that just came out. So this is old news now.
Mm-hmm. But he does have the new deck, which is called the... it's the one with the... is it the brand new one or the one that's been out for a bit?
It's like brand new, yeah.
Okay. What's it called again?
Honestly, I can't recollect the name.
Something Ghost?
I think it is Witter's Ghost. I know that's the name of the wheels, actually, on my current setup.
So this is the Plague, and this is the version 2?
Yeah, I believe this was version 2.
So what are you thinking for wheels and trucks on this, and why the choices that you're making?
Sometimes I'll make my choices just to kind of keep it, you know, brand specific, and as well, like, you know, Witter, when he designs his wheels, he's taking his boards into account. So oftentimes, you know, decomposed wheels are your best bet for a decomposed deck. Again, it comes down to what you're after. This deck itself is kind of a hybrid. Has a bit more of a street sensibility, but kind of a freestyle size.
Yeah, it's got, and what he means by that is it's got the traditional, or not the traditional, the sort of, well, I guess it's traditional now.
Nowadays,
the flips on, and the concave and the flips on every end, which is different than, like this here, traditional board.
Yeah, with single
which has
kick,
a lower grade tail and a totally flat front. And there's zero concave on this, eh?
Yeah, it's just beautiful. Like the old Kevin Harris or the Wellander.
It's a beautiful looking rig. Okay, so you got some decomposed wheels.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about these wheels for a sec. So the wheels with freestyle are a little bit different because they're offset, right?
Yeah, most of them will be offset or double offset, so they're, you know, deep on both sides.
Right. So what that allows is you don't have your axle coming out. Has your axle and your nut inside. So when you're doing a lot of rail work or this type of work where you're standing on the board sideways, you're not catching the bolts, and it gives you, and you also have, you know, free for the wheels to continue moving as well, as far as I know. So, okay. And then bearings, I mean, you know, these are films you've got in here.
Yeah, bearings.
All the bearings are kind of standard these days. They're all
super,
pretty good.
Yeah, and most people argue that, especially in freestyle, the bearings aren't really an important choice. Durability, of course, but you're not looking for a lot of speed in freestyle.
No.
So you're not going to get too bent up about, like, ceramics or anything like that.
Right.
So, yeah, these are just some basic film ABEC 5s.
Okay.
Like, yeah, pretty standard. A lot of freestylers are running these.
Mm-hmm. And then, so this is the truck. This is the component that goes underneath the skateboard and holds the wheel on. And there's, you know, there's the axle, there's the truck, there's the kingpin, there's the bolts where they go in. And then this black stuff in here is what they call the bushing, right?
Yeah.
And you can get softer or harder bushings depending on how tight you want your trucks. Okay, so that's the bullets. They're nice.
And for hardware, we're doing a Canadian brand. We're throwing some Vulcan bolts in there.
Vulcan, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Great brand. Actually, we're even going to get specific about the axle nuts.
Okay.
So I have a little stash of these, and these are from Witter.
Mm-hmm.
He has these made for decomposed. They're the only place you're going to find these because they're non-standard.
Okay.
So it's your basic axle nut, and then it's been taken down to a lower profile.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
So that way you can really push your wheels out as far as possible and get the most use out of your wheels as they wear down and the wheel well becomes thinner and thinner.
Interesting. Yeah, the type of nitty-gritty specific things that people get into with the sport amaze me.
Okay.
It's pretty standard.
And, skid plates are another thing altogether.
Now, you've been doing your own skid plates, right?
Yeah, I do about half the work on these. But, yeah, these haven't been drilled yet, so I'll end up drilling those and then countersinking them. And, we'll get down to the washers. I use some... I guess they're non-standard now, but back in the 80s, these would have been your basic speed washers, these big fat pancakes.
Right. Yeah, and I remember these. It's just a standard washer.
Yeah. So each one of those is exactly double the thickness of a modern speed washer. So it's ergonomic for me because they're the same price anyway.
Mm-hmm.
To use those to fill in some of the extra space when I'm pushing the wheels out.
And, right.
We'll get into that here shortly.
Excellent.
We do.
Okay. Yeah. And grip is the tape that goes on top.
Which and that's
it's like a sandpaper. And
that's really all it is.
And that comes in different stocks and different sizes and all kinds of different styles and colors.
I was trained as a librarian.
Oh.
So I do this the same way I do a book cover. So normally I don't get any bubbles, actually.
Like, right.
It takes a little longer.
You've got the process down, though.
Yeah, so you pull up just the corner and apply the first bit, and then you're just pulling it in from behind as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never really exposing more of the grip than you're applying.
Yeah. So I'm going nice and slow because I am working with a
sharp object.
Total death trap.
Yeah. So MLM Skates is a skateboard online company where you can order decks complete. You can order, you can build your deck yourself, and Justin will put it together for you and assemble it or send you the parts. Yeah. I imagine you do.
And I'll do
whatever.
A better job than this. but downhill was it for me. Like that was my passion for skateboarding 100%. And I think I got, PTSD first off for my bail, but I kind of got over that adrenaline junkie lifestyle, mm-hmm. and now I don't really need it. Like, it's not worth the risk, I guess.
Right. And so you were, like you say, a speed freak for a long time, and there was an accident that you that sort of turned you off the sport?
Yeah, in 2013, I went down here in Napanee, actually, and hit my head pretty hard. I don't know if I was coming from the rock cut or from downtown, but I came into the parking lot for the skate park, and I was fairly new to town. I hadn't been down to the boardwalk yet. And I took a right-hand turn, and it just dead-ended against a wrought iron fence.
Mm.
The sidewalk branched, and one end just went nowhere, I guess. So, I saw that coming up, and I thought to myself, either hit the fence and see what happens. It had, the big pointy spires on it.
Yeah.
And it was, about chest height.
Not good.
And option B was, let's try and run it out at 60 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
So I tried to run it out, and I got one big step in and messed up my foot, and then the second step killed the other foot, and then the third one I couldn't do it, and I went down and split my skull open and broke my collarbone in three places, and I slid quite a ways. I got road rash all the way to my hip bone.
Wow.
And I was a broken record for hours after that. I just kept saying, I hope I don't bail. Where's all the blood?
Yeah.
And my buddy Steve kind of babysat me for a few hours and then walked me home, and it wasn't until the next morning I really came back to it and realized, I got messed up. We better go to the hospital.
Right. And what was broken out of that fall? You had a broken...
That was a broken collarbone in three places, and it blew up my rotator cuff.
Ugh.
And my other one was already gone from a previous incident.
Right.
And, split skull and road rash, and I had deep tissue bruising, through my whole body. So I bruised all my organs.
So you've got the screws to the deck, and now you're just adding the risers. This gives the trucks a little bit of space between the deck and the actual truck, and you can raise them for different lengths to get it to different heights for doing different styles and different tricks.
And we're back. Just watching that video, it's such a great. The whole sort of skateboarding thing is the culture of it is just amazing. The people that I'm meeting again, they remind me so much of skateboarders that I used to hang out with. It's a weird culture of people. I did this interview and I was saying, how am I going to put this interview together? And then I just realized it's just me and Justin. He's just sort of slowly telling the story of his life as he puts together the skateboard, which is what the business is all about. And it's really neat. The second half of the interview is, it's just more sort of more getting to know Justin, but it's pretty damn cool. Thank you for taking the time there, Justin. We're going to do a couple more tunes. We'll be back with part two of that interview. I also noticed a few sort of skate comments there from some of the folks as well, some of the people that work with MLM and stuff. So very cool.
That looks like a lot of fun. I think maybe I might try taking it up as soon as I figure out how to wear two mattresses.
Yeah. That is sort of the issue.
Exactly. One in the front, one in the back.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so we are going to play a song for you right now. This is a song from Ron Hines' catalog. We haven't played this in a while, but it's really nice. And I think that St. John's is in for a bit of a snowfall right now. When I think of back home right now, I think of sort of misty evenings walking around downtown, you know?
Oh, I thought you meant you were misty-eyed.
I'm always misty-eyed when I think of Newfoundland, Neil.
I understand.
One, two, three. Diane, thanks for tuning in. And by the way, thanks for sending me that link today. Diane sent me a link today for Judd Hayes back in Newfoundland. Judd Hayes. Hayes? Haynes? No, Hayes. He does a bunch of art stuff, and he's been doing a skateboard company. He's got a skateboard company going back there, and he's doing all kinds of neat Newfoundlandia-style decks, which is really cool. So that's kind of neat. I'll post something about it tomorrow or the next day, because I can't remember the name of the company right now. Diane, maybe you know. You could post it if you do, but it was neat to visit the site and see a little Newfoundland thing. There's something, you know, Newfoundland has got the coolest scenes always. I was just sort of watching some. I keep in touch with what's going on back there. And man, like they just had a punk rock show out in Mount Pearl, and like I saw some pictures, like 120, 150 kids jammed in moshing. I'm like, what's that? How is it Newfoundland keeps doing this? It just keeps producing these fucking cool scenes one after the other. These kids are coming from suburbia and like moshing the shit out of each other and having fun, just like we used to. Not seeing that up here. Kids aren't doing that up here. Skateboard scene back there is great. You know, they just got a new fucking pump track in Bannerman Park. It's like the biggest thing in the. It's just, it's insane. It's insane what they do back there. Newfoundland is a fantastic place. It really is. I mentioned the Monday nights, and I think we have a picture from this week. Barry, let's see that picture for a sec if we've got one there. And there it is. This is this week's capture for the moment. Mr. Grant looking up. This was when the Angels appeared before us when we were playing, and the Angels made an appearance, and we were all mesmerized, and I thought, Mr. Grant looks so fantastic, I better take a picture. And then I missed the Angels. But you can see the reflection of the Angels in the right next to his right cheek. There's like the nose and the two eyes.
Oh, yeah, in the window.
They were glowing, the nose right, and the eyes. Right. And that was the Mr. Grant staring at the Angels.
And I can read his mind. He's saying, honestly, I believe.
Exactly, he does, yes. Full of belief. Anyways, yeah, the Monday nights are going great. It was funny because this week the Dorset's away and the kitchen was closed, and I thought, this is going to be a dead Monday with no food for people. It was packed. It was just packed again. It was just great. Just a comfortable amount of people there. It's catching on more and more. I'm sure as it starts to come to an end, we'll have some really crazy nights here once the weather changes. But for right now, the middle of fucking January and February, or the middle of January still, having a great time over there. So thanks for the folks at Capers for doing that.
It's the 31st.
It is still January.
I think that would be considered the end of January.
Okay.
But, you know, who am I to say, right?
I'm assuming we're going to have fun in February, too.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Sure. But next week, Joe, I think you had mentioned coming up. Next week, they are actually closed because they're going to do a couple of renovations just before Dorset gets back. So next week, there will be no Monday nights in Campbellford, Ontario. There will still be a Monday night, but there will be no music over at Capers. Ron Buzanet's asking about how that Rickenbacker sound is deep as the Fender. Mr. Grant, what do you think? They're both different instruments, right?
They're both awesome,
yeah.
Man.
They really are. Yeah. You've got two of the nicest basses of anybody I know, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
How do you choose between two beautiful basses?
Well, you find two beautiful bands, and you play the Rickenbacker with the Janet Jeffrey band, and you play the Peters with us.
What a great idea.
The jazz band, exactly.
That's the basis of your philosophy.
Oh, my goodness. Serial murderers. I don't talk about them enough. Ed Gein was a serial killer who I found when I was researching somebody. Somebody asked me why I didn't support a Canadian serial killer because American serial killers get all the press.
And all the glory.
Okay, I don't know.
All the gory.
All the gory. So, anyways, it did send me down a rabbit hole for a couple of days of researching serial killers, and I came across this guy named Ed Gein, and Ed Gein was the original serial killer. You know, he was the guy who just lived outside of town and nobody sort of knew anything about, and finally, when it all went down, they found that he'd been killing people and like making furniture out of them and stuff in his house. Well, the character of Leatherface and the character of Anthony Hopkins' character in Psycho, Norman Bates, and Hannibal Lecter. All three of those characters were based on the real life story of Ed Gein. Like he was all three of those.
Really?
But he lived in this little tiny town, and when it all kind of came to. Everybody was like, I don't know, it was like a little tiny town. Everybody was like, what do you mean this has been going on here? Like, we didn't know this. Nobody had any idea. He was just this weird guy who lived in this house by himself.
So no gain, no pain.
I don't know if that one works.
True.
Oh, true. Yeah, if there was no gain, there would be no pain. A lot of it was digging up the dead, though, so they didn't really suffer.
Previously to that, they probably did, though.
Right.
Their lives were cut short.
But the funny thing was, not really much funny about it at all, but when the news broke, it became national news in America, and of course the American press invaded the city, and this little city of a couple hundred went to like a, you know, doubled in population overnight just with the amount of press that arrived. And of course, you know, all these people are like, well, I don't know what's going on. Like, you know, their lives were totally destroyed by this, even if they weren't affected by it, just in a different way. And that's what the song's about. It's about sort of waking up and realizing that things are different, and it has nothing to do with you, and there's nothing you can do to control it. It's called All Gone, and it goes like this. My reflection in the mirror isn't who I used to be. The person that you left behind isn't who I see. My lips, they move, tell different stories, using words I've never known. It's time to stop and call this perfect place a home. And that's all gone. It's never coming back, and that's all gone away for good, and I'm alright with that. Well, I'm moving on. It's time to look ahead with the past behind me now, and I'm alright with that. Oh, we were so beautiful in a time and place not here. No light on subjects, we go further year on year. I'm going crazy, looking everywhere to see who I might be. With every moment growing shorter still, the space between the walls allows a little chill to blow inside. Oh, chill to blow inside. And that's all gone. It's never coming back, and that's all gone away for good, and I'm alright with that. I'm moving on. It's time to look ahead with the past behind me now, and I'm alright with that. Reflection in the mirror isn't who I used to be. The person that you left behind isn't who I see. The smell of secrets as they smolder in your mind, unfolding faith and prayers and memories you'll find that seems like yesterday. Oh, I understood everything so clear, and that's all. It's time to look ahead with the past behind me now, and I'm alright with that. Well, I'm moving on. It's time to look ahead with the past behind me now, and I'm alright with that. And that's all gone. And that's all gone away for good, and I'm alright with that. Creepy at the end, scary. Ed Gainey. I do like that song. You know something? I always like that song more after I've explained it. It's like a weird reminder to myself, and then I start singing it, and I see all these things where the song's origin came from. We're gonna get into part two of the MLM video right now. Get back to Justin and his story, or Lloyd, or JC, or Mongo, whichever name you want to call him. I've chosen Justin as the way that I will talk to him, and that's how I've been addressing him. But let's get back to that story. Before we do, Barry's ready to go. I was just going to talk about the vinyl for a sec. Do you have that photo quick at hand? So we did really well, like on the initial push for the vinyl. So everybody jumped on and we sold about half of it, which is great. And I said I wasn't going to order until I hit 75 and percent, because I didn't want to collect people's money and be holding it. And I didn't want to be, you know, sort of ordering something without having enough to cover it. So in order to sort of hit the April 30th date of getting it produced and made for that date. I mean, it will go longer, but I need to sort of get to 75% in the next 2 weeks. So if you happen to, you got that picture there, Barry, by chance?
It's not there.
Oh, don't worry about it then. No. Don't worry about it. We'll get right to the MLM thing. But if you're interested, what the deal is, the new the DAG Sessions is coming out April 30th. We're really excited for it. It's going to be a great record, and it will be available for free on every streaming platform, as it is everywhere. It's like music is free. That's the reality of it. But I know that there is some people who wanted vinyl, and the only way I could really do it is with the help of people, so I decided to sell off the back cover. So like for $40 is the lowest donation. For $40 you get your name credited on the back of the album on 1/64 of a 12x12. And for like $2,500 you can get half the record. Well, no, the half's not left anymore, but there's still a quarter and whatever size you want. And anyways, if you want to be credited on the album, please just reach out to me via email or on Facebook or whatever, and I'll put your name in and let me know how much you're in for, and that'd be cool. So if you want to do that, that's really neat. Let's get back to MLM Skates right now for the second part of this fabulous interview. What's the balance left to reach 75? I think about $2,000. I think we just passed. We just passed 2,500.
3,750 will be 75%.
So what's the remaining? 750.
Did I just say
$750? I don't know. We're talking arithmetic again.
$1,250 will be another 25%.
$1,250 will put us at another, and that's a quarter of the album. So you can divide that into eighths or sixteenths or whatever. But yeah, so that's where we are. We'll get there. I'm confident. I'm just reminding y'all. Anyways, it's really neat to be able to make the vinyl and get that done. So that's cool. Getting into part two of MLM. Here we go. Let's go back and finish our chat with Justin here as he puts together this amazing deck for us. Here we go. And how did you find your way into freestyling? Like after your accident, you the speed stuff was over.
Yeah, so I took a pretty long break for a handful of years. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had other issues related to that accident. I was on painkillers for a while. And of course, prescriptions run out. So
that's a nasty road right there.
Yeah, so I ended up hooked on meth after the painkillers, and that's how I ended up homeless ultimately.
Okay, yeah, it does that.
So that was a bit of a nightmare, and I won't get too much into that, but you know, if you enjoy poetry, you can check out my blog. It's all there.
But, yeah, the addiction with crystal meth is more brutal. Common than we think.
Yeah, especially, like, you wouldn't think in small-town Ontario, but it's pretty rampant.
It's pretty big. I see it a lot, and I'm seeing more and more people that I know just, like, experimenting with meth. I'm like, why experiment with this? It's like, so addictive.
Yeah, so it was between 2013 and 2015. That's pretty much what I was up to, between being, like, a debt collector for my dealer and being homeless. And,
of course.
And all that good stuff.
All the stuff that comes along with it, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I got clean in 2015, and I got myself a job at McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's always needs workers, right?
Yeah, like, they'll hire you. They don't care where you're from, what you've been up to. They'll hire you to flip burgers. So I got clean in 2015. And
you got clean in 2015 and found your way back into skateboarding?
Very slowly, yeah. When I finally had some expendable income, I went to my buddy John's, and he just happened to have a small selection of boards there from a brand called Kiwi. And I picked up a street deck, and I went out for the first time, and I ate shit. Mm-hmm. Like, within a block, I went down, and I was like, man, I probably shouldn't even be doing this anymore. And seriously considered right then and there just saying, no, never mind. But hung it up again for a few months, thinking, like, what was I thinking? That was stupid. And then, yeah, it just kept bothering me more and more. I just kept doing random day jobs, and I was never happy. And I sort of think to myself, like, when was I happy last? Like, it had been years. And I thought, oh, yeah, it was probably that night right before I slammed skating. It's like, right up until the point I hit the ground, I was, like, golden.
Yeah.
So I decided to kind of try and get over it and get back into it. But I still couldn't do hills. It scared the shit out of me. And I, like, really frustrated the hell out of me, because it's all I knew my whole life.
Well, you're probably suffering from PTSD at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and can't seem to shake it. So, I got frustrated and started looking for other ways to stay involved in skateboarding, and then I kind of got, like, the old man rodeo thing going, where I was like, on the sidelines trying to start my own little brand,
mm-hmm.
but not skating.
Right.
That just doesn't work.
Yeah, the thing about skateboarding is we actually enjoy being on the skateboard.
Yeah.
And that was the fear for me. I remember when I took my fall in Australia, I was on tour and there was a lot of people responsible that, you know, I was responsible for a lot of people's income going, that I had to go on stage every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was heading down the beach and I took a fall and I didn't break anything or anything, but I mean, from my, the bone right here by the pinky, right up my hand and right up to this, I scored the whole thing out. Yeah. I had a big scab the whole rest of the tour.
Yeah, that's no good for guitar.
It was all right, but it was just, I you know, a few days later, I grabbed my skateboard and I went back out and I couldn't get down the block. I was just like, I was too afraid of falling again.
Oh yeah, definitely. That sticks with you for a long time.
Yeah, and I stopped touring. That was when I stopped. You know, I didn't skate for the rest of that tour. And then when I got home, I put my skateboard in the backyard and I didn't touch it again for, well, up until now. Amazing what we come up with to skate on. And that is one of the beauties of freestyle. Like you say, you can do it inside. Mm-hmm. You can do it in your garage. You can do it while you're watching TV, for God's sakes. That's,
oh yeah.
You know, as long as you're not making too much noise that the wife gets mad at you.
That's true, yeah.
That's something that I always have to be careful of.
Yeah, I try to restrict it to reasonable hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I should comment on what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
So I pulled the old nut off. We're not going to use the original nuts. Okay. We're going to put on. And then, yeah, one more spacer. And of course, you wouldn't have room for this if it wasn't for the squash nuts.
Right.
So for this setup, they're actually like pretty much essential.
And that puts the wheel and the board and the rail of the board,
yeah,
pretty much flush.
Line, yeah.
Yeah. So when you go into a rail stand or when you stand on the board sideways, it's all flat. It,
yeah,
all matches.
It's stable, and you can do stuff like rail whips without it catching or digging in. So you,
right,
can get the board to rotate full 360. And Witter's great at those, by the way.
Yeah, I was wondering if with rail rips, if people actually did a little bit of an extension to get the wheel so that the wheel spins, but it seems like, no, there's more of a technique of rocking,
yeah,
back and forth on it while it's happening.
Yeah, some people do have the wheel just a frog's hair up past the rail, like not enough to make you unstable, but
right,
that if you put a lot of weight on your toe, you get like not even a millimeter of clearance, just enough to get it around.
Just enough to get it around, yeah.
Of course, Witter has the cutouts,
mm-hmm,
so you can do rail whips without your toe catching on the rail.
Yes.
Which is super thoughtful.
I thought they were for wheel bite, but no, that doesn't make sense because the wheel bite would be back here.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a little toe cutout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Witter might be the only person doing that for freestyle, at least.
And is that just on the version 2?
Yeah, he does custom wheel wells. So the one thing you'll notice with the squash nuts, you might think you're stripping your axle or something because they're a little harder to get on,
mm-hmm,
but you're all good.
Okay. They've got like the plastic inside the
bearing.
Yeah, they're
nylon.
Yeah, okay.
And actually, it's like, I don't even know. They're genuinely harder to get on than any nut I've had before, but like you can remove them, put them back on. They seem to work just fine.
Oh, that's
there. Yeah, and that's kind of like my thing up here is I do mostly imports and mostly just from Decomposed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always telling people, you know, let me know what you want to see in the shop, and then I have to kind of cherry pick out of those things what I can actually bring in.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the freestyle thing.
And how's MLM Skates doing? Are you getting some, like, you got people coming through regularly and you're,
yeah,
selling enough boards to kind of, you know, make it more than a passion project?
Oh, no, it's definitely a passion project.
It's definitely a passion project.
Yeah, I think I've cleared about $2,500 in a year and spent about 12.
Right.
12 grand.
Oh, wow.
But, I'm happy to do it.
You know,
providing service. A lot of people say, like, I'm trying to weasel my way into the industry, and I'm like, what industry? I'm the only brand up here. Like, oh, yeah, I'm really throwing my weight around.
Well, you know, it's so many of these things. Like, I mean, guitar luthiers, you know, guys that I know who make guitars, and they spend months making a single guitar that they sell for $4,000, and they've got, you know, even at $10 an hour, they got more than 400 hours into it.
Yeah.
And they're working out of their basements and home shops, but they're making amazing products, and it's an amazing product in a niche market that's very important to have. You know, I mean, Long McQuaid is great. Long McQuaid is fantastic, but, you know, if you want something custom built, you're you're not in the big stores, you know. No. It's similar with skateboards, you know.
And, yeah, I'm happy to push freestyle and get more people into it. Canada's such a small market. I'm not really affecting anybody. I'm only hurting myself.
It's, you know, even so, this is what it looks like set up.
Yeah, very basic setup. Of course, it's missing the skids. Just imagine it with these.
Imagine it with the skids. But this is the Witter 2.0 with bullet trucks, the decomposed wheels on it, and the standard bushings.
Yeah. Vulcan hardware, of course.
The Vulcan hardware, yeah. So that's what you're looking at. And something like this, what's your price on these here? Like, if somebody wanted, like, you have completes online for, your completes are about how much?
Usually anywhere between, like, $169.99 up to about $189.99.
And that's a really good price.
I try to cap it there.
Yeah, and that's a really good price. And if somebody was to call you and say, hey, I'm looking, you know, I want a Witter 2.0 with these trucks and these wheels, and you're going to put it together and stuff, how much does that cost extra to sort of get that all?
Oh, I don't charge extra to set it up or anything.
So you'll build somebody what they want, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, I don't mark it up. Actually, if you end up ordering enough stuff for a complete, I generally give you a discount. So
right, very cool. And you sell the Witters, you sell the Lloyd and Space, of course, which is your own deck. You have your own deck coming out soon, which has a really cool graphic on it. I'll see if I can get a graphic for that. Yeah. And you also carry, you've got some Powells that you carry.
It's a mixed pot.
It's a mixed pot of what you carry?
Usually, I'll send Witter a message and I'll say, like, I want to spend X amount. Send whatever you want to send.
Right.
Because, he knows what's up.
That's very cool. Very cool. And you've got the skateboarders that you sponsor. You've got the company. Of course, you've got some great merch online as well.
Yeah.
And you've got sort of hoodies and shirts and toques and all that
stuff. I definitely want to shout out a couple people.
Yeah, please do.
Mike from Hutt, Hutt Freestyle Co.
Okay, I don't know Hutt.
Mike Masisco. You can find him on Instagram.
Okay.
He runs a BMX shop, has for a long time. Really cool guy and super into freestyle. And,
cool.
He sponsors a lot of skaters, and it's pretty sweet.
That's cool.
Big supporter of the scene in general.
Right. Is he Canadian or American?
No, he's down in the States.
Down in the States.
And, shout out to everyone else. Like, honestly, there's too many people to list. A lot of people have helped me out. You've got Witter. Kevin Harris has been helpful. Terry Choi. Terry Sinnott from Mode. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy. Tony Gale. Like, more than generous with his time. He should have told me to fuck off, like, ages ago. I'm sure you'd agree. Ask him. You'd be like, that guy should fuck off.
that's cool that you've got some people sort of, you know, talking to you and helping you out through all this, though.
Yeah, that's a great, great crowd of people. Freestyle is the way to go if you actually kind of like the social aspect of skateboarding.
I'm starting to get that. And it seems like COVID really sort of rekindled the flame. And I'm noticing, I don't know why, but I'm so happy to see it. There are so many females in the sport right now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time on the show. And thanks for being so accommodating when I reached out to you, because I was really on the fence on which way to go. And it was the conversation that I had with you that kind of put me into, okay, I'm going to, you know, spend some time over the winter doing freestyle. It looks like the right way to get back into it. And I don't know what's going to happen in the spring once I get back out to the parks. I've got the cruiser, I've got the freestyle deck, and I'll probably get a, you know, something for a pool, just for doing some, you know, simple in the pool stuff.
Yeah, I haven't skated transition since I think 2010, but maybe someday.
It's just sort of basic low carving for me.
That was all I ever really did, just flow skating around the bowl.
Just kind of moving around from one curve to the other. I really enjoy that, sort of going up and
doing little edgers.
When you can, absolutely. But thanks again so much, and thanks for setting me up with the Witter deck, and also with your Lloyd and Space deck that I got. And I wish you all the best with it.
Thanks for coming
in. I brought you this too. For goats toque.
I wear a toque like 99%. I sleep with this on. So this will get worn.
There you go. Well, thanks again. JC, Justin, Lloyd, Mongo, call him whatever you want. That's what he says.
Yeah. He used to call me Rooster when I was a baby.
There you go. Why Rooster?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me why. I used to think it's because I got up early.
But right.
Then I asked my dad, and he said, no, it's because you were always roosting in your mom's tits.
Oh. Well, you know, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
There'll be more MLM skates. You can find them online and on Instagram. You can watch a bunch more of his tricks. I'll put together a little reel of some of his stuff, and you can watch that as well. Moving on now to whatever's next in this segment. Cheers.
Oh, one last thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
I usually tell every stranger my diabetes joke.
Oh, I love diabetes jokes.
It's like, why have a horrible illness if you can't, you know, make fun of it?
That's true. Yes, yeah, and you do have diabetes, right? Yeah, that's, yeah. And how has that been going? Is it you like heavily medicated for it, or you just watch things?
Yeah, I got the 4 shots a day.
Okay.
Yeah, and injections, blood monitoring, all right. that stuff.
Right. You're full on diabetes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, full blown. Yeah.
Okay.
But my diabetes joke is great. I came up with this the day I was diagnosed. And because of this, they sent me to a psychiatrist, actually. But the joke is, life is like a box of chocolates. My mom won't let me have one. And if you're not a fan of Forrest Gump, that's not going to hit, and I'm going to seem like an idiot.
That's actually really good.
It made more sense when I was a kid, but now it's like, well, I do still live with my mom, to be fair. But.
Yeah, well, no, that's actually a good, that's very funny.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Whiskey Wednesday show. Every Wednesday we will be here, rain or shine, richer or poorer. Tip jar is in the link above, never expected but always appreciated. Never confuse the size of your paycheck with the size of your talent. I've got all the money I'll ever need if I die by midnight. Always appreciated, never expected. Please feel free to drop us a line regarding anything, including a link to your money. Cheers.
Oh, my. Justin, thank you for coming on the show. That was so great. And Billy, sorry I got you mixed up there. I was trying to get all the names and faces in the right places. I totally bailed on that one. Thomas, again, and Sinful Saint for tuning in, some skateboard folks out there. It's really cool. It's nice to have you watching the show, and it was a pleasure to have Justin on the show. He's a neat character. You know, there are people out there trying to make things happen in the world. You know, there's no and there was somebody else here. I think it was Thomas. Thomas was saying that. I don't have the quote here, but. Yeah, without you being in Canada, I'd never own a freestyle board because all those brands that are other places are almost unaffordable at over $250 plus for a setup. So, you know, yeah, you're doing a great thing, Justin, and you got some good people tuned in tonight to cheer you on, and I love what you're doing, and thanks for everything you've done for me. And if anybody's looking for a new setup, he has a really cool, right now he only has one of them left. It's a Skull Skates, the original Canadian brand, the Skull Skates logo, which is like as iconic as the DOA logo, but he's got the black Skull Skates, just with the all black skull on it, and it's the freestyle deck. They only have one freestyle deck. That was the one that I wanted when I decided to do freestyle, but they didn't have any of them at Skull Skates. He has one. He just set it up. It looks really cool, and it's for sale on his website right now. So go check that one out. It's quite nice if you're interested in getting into freestyle. This is a song called My Guardian Angel Has a Voice Like Morrissey, otherwise known simply as Morrissey. 1, 2, 3. For once in my life, I'm feeling sorry for people around me who think I'd be better off dead, or at least being quiet. Didn't take much to get it started, some simple words between two friends. But then again, a spark can burn your whole house down. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He's cool and sublime and appropriately ill. You stopped making sense shortly thereafter. You wished you'd never open your mouth. You tried to hide behind a lie that someone else gave you. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He's cruel and sublime and appropriately ill.
I got it, an angel has a voice like Morrissey. He'll call you out and he'll make you his fool. I couldn't quite take the pressure was more than I could take. So I filed it away, and I thought maybe I'll come back to it a little later. I heard your name through a friend today. He apologized for bringing you up. I said, that's all right, I was over it before it even started. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He's cruel and sublime and appropriately ill. My guardian angel has a voice like Morrissey. He'll call you out, he'll make you his fool.
Oh, that one's always fun. That was always fun. We got a cool video rewind for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have the video for End of the World shot in front of the Aaron, shot by Steve, with Steve in it. And Barry helped out on that one, too. And I think Al Grant came out for that one as well, didn't he?
Al Petman
came. Al Grant. Sorry, that's your Al Grant. I was thinking about him because he's back in Costa Rica, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Good. Shout out to Al. Toby's down there as well.
Yeah.
Keep seeing pictures. She's looking for a, looking for a permit for something, she mentioned. So if anything knows about anything about the law in Costa Rica and getting permits, maybe a building permit or something she needs. I'm not sure. She needs a permit for something. That's Toby if anybody wants to help out. Thomas, yeah, that skull steaks case deck is tempting. It really is, you know, just to have. Matt McPhee, wow, thank you for tuning in tonight. I wish I'd seen you earlier. I would have said hi. I'm just seeing you now. Maybe you just tuned in. Either way, hi. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Thanks for those records you sent me last year, too. Last year, I got this package in the mail. I opened up. It's like a Bob Marley record. It was like eight or ten records. It was a Bob Marley record and a few other ones. Ooh. It was from my buddy from Newfoundland. He lives out in Alberta now. But anyways, yeah, thanks for those things. Next Monday, there is no Monday nights in town. Once again, we will be here next Wednesday for the Whiskey Wednesday, and I'll be more than rested after the crazy week that I've had. Watchmen Saturday night at the Richmond Hill Center for the Performing Arts. If anybody's around and you want to check that out, that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Ireland Brothers Friday night down at the Cameron House. It's Wednesday now. Cool. That's kind of where we are. Oh, it's halfway there. Oh, now I'm getting anxious again. Okay, we better play a song to end the night.
Can I make a mention?
You can mention whatever you'd like, Mr. Grant.
Concerning Morrissey, just finished. Any of you who are of an age might have noticed that Melanie Safka died recently in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Morrissey was a big fan of hers. Recorded one of her songs. Me. And she was recording one of his songs for her new album that she was working on.
So really?
There's a connection there, as well as the roller skates. And
right. Of course, yes.
And the candles in the rain.
We always remember the keys. Yeah, you know, I know everybody has a thing with Morrissey. I don't know. I've loved the Smiths. I don't have a lot of Morrissey solo records, but I love the Smiths stuff. And I would probably like to get more into Morrissey stuff if it, you know, sort of was on my radar. It's just, it hasn't been.
Well, yeah, he has such a unique voice.
Oh, yeah. I love
that's why your guardian angel.
Yeah, well,
stole it.
Exactly.
As did Melanie. She sounded like nobody else.
I was watching a show recently. Did I talk about this on air recently where there was a... One of the characters in this show plays in an all-female Morrissey cover band. And they're called Girlfriends in a Coma.
Yes. It's just, you mentioned it to us.
I mentioned it to you. I don't think I mentioned it on air. It's one of these really sort of weird end-of-the-world teen drama shows. And she's one of the teachers on the show. But at night, she plays in an all-female Smiths cover band. So there's a lot of Morrissey references in that show, which I quite like. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another fun Whiskey Wednesday. We do this every Wednesday. We hang out. We have some fun. We talk about random things. We play as much music as we can, and we have guests on. Like I say, the guests are wide and varied. Tonight was a particularly cool guest, Justin, and thank you very much for being on the show. And thanks for all the skaters on his team who showed up tonight, too. I see that you're all here, and everybody's been chatting and cheering them on all night, so that's just really cool to see. We're going to end with a song called Dollar Day, and just want to see if I didn't miss anything. Barstow's working at the whiskey from Eric. We're still drinking. I'm just trying to say, I think we got everything, didn't we, Barry?
Yeah.
It's another successful evening?
It was.
How are you, Barry?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. That's fantastic.
Very good.
I don't know if I posted this, but me begging for money. Okay, love you folks. I will probably talk again at the end of the song, but until then, this is a song called Dollar a Day. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I was walking down the road when a stranger passed my way. It was empty in his business eyes. He made no move to step aside, he disregarded me, and his brain was bleeding compromise. It would be a rude awakening if I knocked him down and stole away his shoes. There's no place that I'd rather be, and that place is anywhere here but next to you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun at your back for a dollar a day. We'll trade away your years to pass away your fears for the dollar a day. I stopped along the way to hear a politician speak. He stood to stand for something. Promised better futures for everyone who towed the line, got behind him. He grew ugly and unwise as he lied about the lies and how they made him feel. The cracks in his disguise grew wider, and he could no longer hide inside the truth that he tried to conceal. Well, you'll work harder with a gun at your back for a dollar a day. You'll trade away your years to fight the fears they feed you for a dollar a day. Interpretive Dollar a Day.
Hey, the whiskey was kicking in on that.
The whiskey, the edibles, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been great. Let me take a look here and say, Billy, thank you very much. Tony, Ron, all the gang here at the end. Very nice. Very nice to see you all. Let me see what's going on here. It looks like I've lost the chat again. That's what happens when I do that. Anyways, it's been lovely to see you all. Thanks for tuning in. Anybody's got any questions or anything you know about upcoming shows or anything, you can always DM me or message me or whatever platform you're on. Send me a message. Next week is the Old Request Week. We are so looking forward to that always. So please send us your requests. And thanks for tuning in again tonight. It's been great. You guys have fun?
You bet.
Yeah? Yeah? Absolutely. Excellent. Anybody got anything to announce? Any big news? Nothing? Everybody's good? Okay, cool. Well, another great night. We'll see you all soon. We're going to go eat some nachos and dip. Yeah, after we have a little toke outside. take care, ladies and gentlemen. I went to the grocery store the other day, and I had the last parking spot, like, before the curb. And I came out, and there was empty spots everywhere, and this truck had driven up the curb and parked on the curb between my car and the street. So, like, you could not walk around the little where the snow was piled.
You mean he was on the sidewalk?
He was on the sidewalk and parked on the sidewalk at Sharps. And I took a picture, and I was so angry. I was going to put it on Facebook. And I thought, no, that's just rude. I don't want to do that to the poor guy. But, oh, it made me so angry. But there was a couple coming down the road, and they had started at the other end of the road, and they were walking. It was an older couple, and they were walking sort of arm in arm. And they were obviously having a hard time, and they were going down this ice trough. And they had got to the end of the ice trough where the truck was. And they couldn't go up over it either side. So they were kind of had to back up. And it was just like, don't park there in the where people are walking. That's, I don't know. Am I still on? Are we still on? Am I just telling a story to the guys? Oh, cool. I thought I was just venting to the boys. Anyways, so be careful where you park because I might get mad. But even if you do get mad, try and be peaceful and have a good time and be like Steve.
You're absolutely right, Ron. Yep.
About your new sensation, I don't want to reconnect my old relations. I don't want to hear your frustration all the time. It doesn't take a genius to see that she's a girl. It doesn't take a genius to rule a broken world. It doesn't take a genius to ignore the facts all of the time. No sense in asking, is this the end of the world? We'll know it's over when it's done. So many ways I'd pictured in my head, but I never saw that one. Close truths are dangerous, rumors and lies, far from the truth and nobody's surprised. We're all too busy watching Peaky Blinders all of the time. It doesn't hurt sometimes to go outside your door. Sometimes it's okay to clean a dirty floor. Just remember to wash your hands all of the time. No sense in asking, is this the end of the world? We'll know it's over when it's done. There's so many ways I'd pitch it in my head, but I never saw this one. Is this the end of the world? We'll know it's over.
once again, thanks for spending another Wednesday with us here at Storyhouse Studios. Thanks to Trainer, Yorkville, and a Longtooth Beverage Company for being a part of the show. We love our time on the Whiskey Wednesday show and appreciate all of your support. Don't forget to hit up the tip jar if you feel so inclined. Never expected, but always appreciated. Tune in every week for more guests, songs, stories, drinks, and gear talk. And don't forget to visit the website, www.kentizzard.com, to sign up for the Whiskey Wednesday wrap-up. Compiled by Allison, this is a monthly overview with highlights, directories of songs, and so much more. Be kind, be helpful, be happy, be safe. See you next week. Jim Beam Canoe.